Triple AM right across the coast. Yeah, thank you very much. The great Pat Benatar on Strawdy's Brekkie Show. And hit me with your best shot. Away we go. It is Thursday. It is the 15th day of November. And it is very dark outside at the moment. Partly cloudy, the Bureau says, with a high chance of showers and storms inland. Medium chance elsewhere, and up to about 28 degrees. So far, the radar looks pretty clear. A couple of sort of, you know, little groups of light-coloured dots around the place. Nothing really big building up as yet, and no rainfall in the last 24 hours as well. Hope you had a good Wednesday. I certainly did. Foot soldiering around Triple M. I had a hit of golf with a couple of buddies, and played pretty awful. And it was one of those days where, you know, the day before, I did have an hour to spare, so I've been gonna, got the golf clubs out and cleaned them all up. Oh, look, they looked $1 million. I cleaned the bag up, cleaned the shoes, and out I strode to the first tee and whacked the first one into the bushes. Things didn't get any better from there, but anyway, it was just lovely to have a couple of hours out just to escape for a bit. And then back here to Triple M. To get ready for what's going to be a really big couple of weeks coming up. And Christmas time, as we know, a joyous time, but also a sad and lonely time for a lot of people. We're going to start our toy drive. I'll start talking about that next week. And we've got some other great promotions too, which I think you're going to love over the next coming weeks here on the M's before we go to the Christmas break. Let's have a look at what's making news around the place today. First up, China believes their relationship with Australia is back on track after meetings in Asia. Of course, the Prime Minister is in Asia at the moment. Bali Nine member Renee Lawrence may face more charges when she returns to Australia next week. And Prince Charles has marked his 70th birthday today by attending a special tea party heralding 70 inspirational people who also turned 70 this year. Locally, a small blue hatchback was stolen and set alight next to the school zone at St Joseph's Primary School in Port yesterday. The Port News with that story today. And a man has been charged following an alleged robbery in Mooney Street, Coffs Harbour, in the early hours of Saturday morning. And again today, if you're on the roads, scheduled lane closures again today from 6 till 6 at Clybucker for roadworks. In sport, in golf, the Australian Open tees off today at the Lakes in Sydney. And just on that, there is a local angle. Former Port Macquarie local Stephen Jeffress tees off at 10 to 1 today. And in motorsport, fans can see the World Rally Championship drivers and cars from 4 this afternoon at the Jetty in Coffs. The first of the 24 competition stages of the World Rally Championship start at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. On the show today, plenty happening. Yes, indeedy. Do we have lots happening? Wow. It is Tradie Thursday. That means Christy's out and about today for Smoko, for morning tea, thanks to ARB, 4x4 accessories now on Hastings River Drive. Today she's going to be out at the Timbertown Estate in Warhope with Midcoast Kitchens, taking Smoko to them. Also the Tumblegum Bakery goodies, the oak-flavoured milk, and they get to play their favourite rock song as Triple M rocks our tradies every Thursday. It's good fun. Also on the show today, we reveal the winner of the Best Of category thanks to our good friends at Holiday Coast Credit Union with the best new car loans. Who is the Mid-North Coast best hairdresser? Yeah, as voted for, not by us, but by you. We'll reveal that out of 7:30 this morning. Also coming up, we're going to catch up with Karen Fulton and talk about the Seaside Scavenge, which is happening on Saturday week, November 24 at Town Beach. It's a really good community project. Also coming up, we release our Best Of New category at just going into 8 o'clock. We're just about three-quarters of the way through the Best Of, and it's been a really successful campaign finding out from you your thoughts on who's the best in different categories. And, yeah, hairdressing will release today, and we've got another category going into 8 o'clock. The $1,000 birthday wheel also coming up, and if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Anne Frieda from ABBA, Jimmy Choo, Erwin Rommel, and Randy the Macho Man Savage, who passed away in, I think, about 2011. Also, Christy in with what's on the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union. 13 27 10, you can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid-North Coast. Or if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. It's 11 past 5. We
love
our city.
Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it.
Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe. Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
Cactus.com.au.
Hey, guys!
Hey, girls!
Is the price of petrol giving you a pain in the back pocket?
Well, hurt no more. You need the new magic petrol price-lowering innovation from Susware.
Yes, that's right. Susware's incredible new idea,
walking!
You'll save a fortune with new Susware walk-ins.
Flash holes in your weekly petrol bills with the amazing Susware How to Walk DVD or download out now.
But wait, I hear you ask.
Isn't walking hard work?
I've seen walking on TV and it looks arduous.
Let Susware make it easy.
The incredible Susware How to Walk DVD or download will explain the ancient secrets of walking as used by the pharaohs of long-lost Greece.
Heck, it's truly amazing. I was walking in weeks.
Walking is easy with Susware's DVD.
The price of petrol set me broke. I couldn't drive to McDonald's and still have enough money to buy food. What could I do? I mean, Macca's is over 200 metres away and there's a gutter.
Susware to the rescue.
After just 2 weeks with the Susware How to Walk DVD or download, I was at the letterbox. In a month, I'd lost 2 kilos and I walked all the way to Macca's and still had enough money for 7 quarter pounders. Thanks, Susware!
You won't be porky with new Susware walking.
But wait again, I hear you ask.
What if I fall over?
Then we'll send you a second DVD or download, Getting Up the Susware Way, for just double the price.
Heck, magic ass.
You pop your corky for new Susware walking.
But don't take our word for it. Just listen to these highly paid walking experts.
Hi, I'm Neil Armstrong, the famous astronaut. You know, before I died, I used Susware's patented 10 steps a day walking method. Without that, I would have just sat on the moon and not known what to do. Thanks, Susware.
Yes, no walking, and then go moon walking.
I'm the Prime Minister, and when I took office, I was 5'7". But by using the Susware advanced power walking technique for just 8 hours a day to build up my legs, I'm now 6'4". And that makes it easier to run away from angry people who ask me what I'm doing about petrol prices. See ya!
Say goodbye to petrol bills with the Susware How to Walk DVD or download.
Out now!
The whole world is talking about new Susware walking.
How green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe? Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need.
The latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Thousands of Californian residents were displaced due to the wildfires, and yesterday, Lady Gaga was delivering pizzas to one of the many Red Cross evacuation centres in LA. The Star is Born actress, whose real name is Stephanie Germanotta, reportedly spent around 90 minutes at the shelter. She took photos, handed out gift cards, and even sang to a 98-year-old woman who'd been evacuated. Good on you, Lady Gaga. And Marvel fans, mourning the passing of Stan Lee, will get to see the comic legend at least 4 more times next year. The King of the Cameos is appearing in Ralph Banks' The Internet and Spider-Man Intro Spider-Verse, plus the Disney Marvel films Avengers 4 and Captain Marvel.
It is such fun creating characters, writing stories, even doing interviews, even though I can't hear most of what the guy says to me.
Triple M's Fishing Best Bet.
Here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey.
Morning, Shorty.
Well, that wind really got up earlier than we thought, Bluey. It wasn't the best day for fishing yesterday, was it?
No, it sort of crucified us a little bit, but we'll solve it on today, and hopefully we'll get a bit more of a longer session in today. But, as you said, northeast got up and just sort of shut everything down. The fish went off the bite and we were home by lunchtime.
Well, the flag is only just moving in front of the Triple M weather shack here, Bluey, so hopefully this thing won't arrive till maybe late morning. Where do you think we should go? Bottom of the tide shortly, and then a very little change in the tide, a 0.5 to a 1.1 today. Where are we going?
Yeah, definitely out to the breakwaters this morning. I've just cut up a bit of mullet and I'm just going to try for a nice quality brim around the breakwaters this morning. I think it'll be quite good.
And my mullet, okie dokie. Clubs out this weekend?
Yeah, got a few clubs out. First is the Lauriden Hotel Fishing Club. They've got their monthly club on. It's a 1 o'clock weigh-in at the front of the hotel. Barbecue starts at 12 o'clock. Also, the North Haven Bowling Club Anglers. There I've got a 2 o'clock weigh-in with a barbecue. Fredericton Amateur Fishing Club. There's also a 2 o'clock weigh-in at the Fedo Pub, on Friday between 5 and 7. And the Port Macquarie Blue Water Fishing Club have got their Sunday comp on. And it's a 12 o'clock weigh-in back at the marina with a barbecue.
Righty, so we've got a few clubs out this weekend. That's yes. good, Bluey. Well done. Well done. And, yeah, let's hope that we get a little bit more rain for the farmers over the mountain range, because it's been a really great start for them to head into summer with this rainfall we've had on and off over the last 3 weeks. And for the fishers, again, let's hope that it stirs the fish up, Bluey. And, of course, we know you love your motorsport. Today, Bluey, I reckon you'd like to be in Coffs Harbour. You can have a look at the cars in the World Rally Championships and talk to the drivers from 4 this afternoon at the jetty in Coffs Harbour. The first of 24 competition stages starts at 8 o'clock tomorrow. And, great to have. There'll be helicopters here and coverage, I think, to about, I don't know, 50 million people around the world, Bluey, with the World Rally Championships. Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, world event here in Coffs Harbour. It's fantastic for them to host it. They've done it for a few years now. And they do quite well at it, too. They do a very good job. And it's a great event, and a lot of spectators.
For sure. Otto and I were in Barrowville a couple of years ago for the stage when it passed through there, and it was just amazing, Bluey, just sensational. And that was also the day he had his first pie in a bread roll, Bluey. He never had one of those at the Barrowville Bakery. Remember that? I introduced him to that. But that's what Pat Rafter said he always used to miss, and the first thing he had when he got home, he'd go to his favourite pie shop, go and get a pie and hollow out a bread roll and whack it in there and put the sauce on. That's how he knew he was home.
Wow.
Can I say this? I don't think Otto's had another one since we were there. Anyway, he did enjoy it. He did enjoy it. Now, Bluey, also today we have some racing. So, ladies and gentlemen, I know I'm going to confuse you. You'll think it's Friday, but it's not. It is actually Thursday, but the Bluey Waters TAB Best Bet for Port Macquarie.
Yes, the Bluey Waters TAB Best Bet for this for today. We're off the Port races today. Race 7, the Sweps Handicap, Barrier 5, Horse 7, Penfolds at 3-1.
So Penfolds. See, Otto would love that because they used to sponsor the Dragons, Bluey, of course.
That's right. Oh, what I was thinking of Otto when I picked
them. You know. Well, there you go. That looks absolutely fantastic. All right, Bluey, thank you very much for that today. And for the fishos that are heading out, you've got your cloud cover. You're heading out to the breakwalls this morning, Bluey.
Yeah, I've got to cut up a bit of mullet and just try for a nice quality brim at the breakwalls.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
A late shower and top of 28 on the Mid-North Coast today. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. $900,000 has been confirmed for the Kempsey Neighbourhood Centre so it can continue to provide financial counselling to those who can't afford it. Without the grant, the centre risked having to cut jobs but can instead now consolidate positions for the next 4 years. Cowper MP Luke Hartsuka made the announcement. He says the money comes as part of a total package for the electorate of $1.8 million.
Provide for ongoing staff over the years to come. The Neighbourhood Centre in Kempsey received the lion's share of the funding for the electorate of Cowper, but it is a massive investment across the electorate in financial counselling, and I know that it will be welcomed by many people who are struggling with their finances.
Anyone caught flying drones over the Mid-North Coast Correctional Centre could now face a prison sentence themselves. The state government has introduced the new laws, with more than 60 drones having been seen or discovered in and around prisons since January 2014. Corrections Minister David Elliott says the changes will stop people from using them to drop contraband inside the walls of a prison, to block security cameras, or take images of the prison layout.
Well, the government has now made it very clear that anybody who wants to use a drone or technology like a drone to drop contraband into a prison will face themselves a prison sentence. Now, for too long, we've had the use of this emerging technology threaten the good order and running of a prison.
Mid-North Coast residents are being encouraged to think about the less fortunate as the festive season approaches, with St Vincent de Paul launching its 2018 Christmas appeal. Vinnie's has seen an increase in calls for help this year, and we're not alone, with the charity saying inequality and disadvantage are getting worse across the country. To help bring some joy to those who are struggling, head to vinnies.org.au or donate at a local op shop. And Fairfax reports a stolen blue hatchback was set alight next to a school zone at St Joseph's Primary School, Port Macquarie, yesterday. Police are now investigating. Football Mid North Coast has announced its under-20s and first-grade women's Premier League squads for 2019. Head coach will be Mick Grass and for the under-20s, Jonathan Newman, with assistant coach Ben White. The under-17s, 14s and high-performance squads have also been recently confirmed. Among the highly talented WPL list, Abby Baker, Eden Flower, Emma James and Emily White. All those fortunate enough to be selected will attend fitting days early next week. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Good morning. We have a light nor'westerly wind, but it's producing fairly clean conditions on most of our beaches. The pick of the beaches will be those northern corners. Northern corners got absolutely great conditions and a few nice waves. The swell's out of the northeast wave size around that 3 foot. But even those southern headlands, a little bit messy, but there's still some rideable waves if you want to go to those southern headlands and have a nice little surf this morning. Just keep an eye on that weather because we do have a southerly change coming through Port Macquarie late morning. Low tide is around 8 o'clock this morning. High tide is around 3 o'clock this afternoon. And the water temperature's around 16 to 17 degrees.
Here in Oz, we're famous for the Melbourne Cup. The Cox Plank, the Slipper, and now the Triple M Kiwi Cup.
Oh, sweet.
Up for grabs. Two return airfares from Newcastle to Auckland, flying Virgin Australia. Catch Strawny for breakfast for a crack at the Triple M Kiwi Cup.
The thunking means holiday hungy.
Powered by Newcastle Airport.
New Zealanders now closest brew.
Fly Newcastle direct to Auckland with Virgin Australia for a limited time only.
Triple M brew.
Yes, how good is it going to be? We'll have ANZ in to draw the horses tomorrow. First up, Barnsley, good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks, Strawny.
All right, buddy. Now, listen, have you ever owned a horse before, Barnsley?
No, mate,
they
went halves in
the
donkey.
Oh, no. Well, listen, you've got one now, so you can tell the kids they'll be pretty excited to let them know that Dad's got a horse. Now, what you do with it, I don't know, but we'll draw it tomorrow about 8:15. Kiwi in to draw at the 10 horses and the 10 Triple M listeners. Now, have you been to New Zealand before, Barnsley?
I've never been to New Zealand, no.
Oh, you'll absolutely love it. You'll absolutely love it. Now, I'm sure you'll be leaning on other family members to mind the Billy Lids while you and the better half go to Auckland. It's the most amazing place. And do you like the field too, Barnsley? I'll just run through them for you. We've got Russell Crowe, Piggy Muldoon, Sir Edmund Hillary, Peter Jackson, Jonah Lomu, Lord, Australian Tourist Visa. How did that get in there? Dame Kiri Takanoa, Neil Finn and Tom the Sheep. Good luck tomorrow, Barnsley.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, buddy. Okie dokie. Now we go to Tony and Maxwell. Tony, have you ever owned a horse?
No, I haven't.
Well, you can own one now. I don't know what you're going to do with it after the race, but that'll be up to you. But you can put that on your CV. Have you been to New Zealand before, Tony?
I've been on the South Island, but not the North Island.
North Island. Well, you're going straight to Auckland from Newcastle. Really convenient. Thanks to Virgin Australia flying out of Newcastle Airport. And you will have the time of your life, Tony. All right, now, 8:15 tomorrow. Keep it on Triple M. You have a horse. You're now an owner. I know it's not quite the Emirates, but you might be going to...
It's all for fun.
It's all for fun. Good on you, Tony. Good luck tomorrow in the Kiwi Cup.
Thank you.
Cheers, bro.
Get the habit. Stay tuned to this channel.
Strawny's Brekkie Show.
Oh, Kiwi in tomorrow. Yes, he'll be drawing the runners. Coming up, we've got Lee in with the front pages of the papers. It's Triple M. Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast. Marina with the traffic not far away. After 7, we'll be talking about the big clean-up at Town Beach coming up on Saturday week with Karen, the Seaside Scavenge. That is UB40. Here I am. Come and take me by the hand. Coming up out of 7:30 as well, who will win the title of Best Hairdresser? We had a couple of confronting calls yesterday by people asking, are barbers included in that or is that a separate category? No, barbers are included. Who will win the title? It's the best of, thanks to Holiday Coast Credit Union and their best new car loans.
Extra, read all about it.
What the papers are saying.
thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Morning, Lee.
Morning, mate.
We're ready to go for another big day today. And actually, people won't know, but you're actually going to the Rally Centre to do the news over the next couple of days so you can keep us up to date.
Yeah, that's right. Heading up to Coffs Harbour for Rally Australia. It's going to be fantastic. Yeah. I won't get to talk to you tomorrow.
Have you got one of those big passes you just dangle down? You know, you have to show us your press pass because put it up on the Facebook site.
Yeah, look, first thing I'll do once I get up there.
Press pass.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to be like a kid in a candy store. It's going to be great.
Good on you, buddy. All right, what are they saying today?
Yeah, so in the Daily Telegraph today, the headline there: home arrest when Bali Nine drug mule Renee Lawrence touches down in Sydney after 14 years behind bars in Indonesia, she will walk into the arms of New South Wales police, it can be revealed. The Daily Telegraph has confirmed police will pursue outstanding warrants against Lawrence for an alleged high-speed pursuit a month before she was arrested with 8 other Australians in Bali in 2005 for smuggling heroin. Gear up for a recession. Labor's plan changes to negative gearing will be so dangerous during the property market's current downturn, they may have to trip the economy into a recession, reports have warned. And licence to party hard, Sydney pubgoers will have 3 months to rock and roll all night and party every day almost. The Daily Telegraph can reveal the New South Wales government will have a special 12-week trial amnesty abolishing many nanny state regulations that have been strangling the nightlife industry. Some good news there. And in the Sydney Morning Herald, the headline, PM clears way for embassy retreat. The Morrison government has told Indonesian ministers there is a less than 5% chance it will go ahead with a divisive new policy on Israel in a comment that would clear the way for a diplomatic retreat to seal a $16.5 billion free trade agreement. And councils pry into residents' metadata. Sydney councils are asking telecommunications companies to provide them with customers' phone records to help them chase fines and enforce minor infringements, including littering.
All right, Lee, thank you for that. And it's also very busy locally as well as the rally.
Yeah, exactly right. Included yesterday, $900,000 has been confirmed for the Kempsey Neighbourhood Centre so it can continue to provide financial counselling to those who can't afford it. Without the grant, the centre risked having to cut jobs but can instead now consolidate positions for the next 4 years. Kappa MP Luke Hartsuka made that announcement yesterday. It's part of a total package of $1.8 million. And as we saw in Port News, a car opposite St. Joseph's Primary School yesterday torched, which is quite a big story. So we'll be looking to follow that up with the police this morning.
Good on you, Lee. Plenty of sport around too. We just sad news through Matty Banning out of the Hawaiian Pro, but Stephen Jeffress teeing off in the Australian Open today at the Lakes in Sydney. I played there a couple times. Played a schoolboy championship there, and it is the most horrifying course, let me tell you. The water there, just amazing, but a pleasure to play. And blokes that have played it and ladies that have played it know exactly what I'm talking about. So good luck to Stephen off at 10-1 today. Thank you, Lee.
Cheers.
Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast. It is Chris de Burgh and Don't Pay the Ferryman. And good morning to all our ferry drivers around the Mid-North Coast. Doing a great job. It's 11 past 7. Cloudy, showers, storms. More likely in the afternoon and evening today. And up to about 28 degrees before the southerly comes through and really cools things down. The beach has been a great place to be while it's been warm. It is such a thing we're known for here on the Mid-North Coast. And keeping it clean is what brings people back, and of course looking after the environment. The Seaside Scavenge is happening at Town Beach in Port Macquarie coming up on Saturday week on the 24th of November, and here to tell us more is Karen Fulton from the Seaside Scavenge. G'day Karen, how are you?
I'm really good, thank you.
First up,
Karen, the beaches.
Yeah, for sure, Karen. Just tell us about your organisation, Seaside Scavenge. How did it come about?
It started by a girl called AJ down in Sydney, and now it's like all around Australia, and Port Macquarie is being chosen to be a chapter, so we have it once a year at Town Beach, which is really exciting, and yeah, gets the whole community involved in keeping our beaches clean and waterways.
For sure, sounds like a great idea, and tell us how the day's going to run, and how can people get involved, Karen?
There's so many ways people can get involved, which is really cool, and it for all ages. So basically, you can, from 9 to 1, you can come and sign up, and you do your beach clean, and then we all sort it together, and the data goes to the marine debris database, And then the trash turns into treasure. So, like, every 10 pieces of trash you collect, you get a token, which can be used at the secondhand market store where locals have donated, like, clothes, books, toys, and then so you can go and spend your trash, really. Or you can use your tokens in the workshops run by Frugal Arts and the Nature School. And the Duck Brewery have been the biggest legends. 20 pieces of trash can get your beer voucher, so you can go have a nice cold beer after you clean up the beach.
You got me now, Karen. I really like the sound of that. And again, Karen, it's a great way for the community to get together. We are known for how beautiful our beaches are on the Mid-North Coast. But, you know, as humans, we do create a lot of waste, and this is a great way for us to get together at Town Beach in Port Macquarie on Saturday week, November 24. Now, if you'd like to know more, check out the website, Seaside Scavenge. Karen, I know it's going to be a great day. We'll give it a stack more mentions before then, but all the very best with it, and good on you for getting a great initiative off the ground.
Thank you so much.
Good on you, Karen. Day. Yeah, the Seaside Scavenge, we're going to have a ball. That's coming up Saturday, November 24, at Town Beach, part of a national initiative. It's Triple M. Triple M right across the coast. It is Strotty for Brekkie on a Thursday that may go a little bit pear-shaped later with showers and storms, but never mind. We will lap it up while we can. 12 past 8.
Triple M.
Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Yeah, let's go to Ronnie in Lake Cateye. Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Great, thanks, Stormy. How are you this morning?
Terrific, buddy. Do you feel it in your bones, Ron? We ready to spin, are we?
Yeah, mate, I can feel a winner coming on.
Good on you. Love a bloke with a positive attitude. All right, for Jerome and the team at 40 Winks, Ron, what number are we looking for you on the wheel?
13, Stormy.
13, okay. Lucky for Ron. Here we go. Come on, number 13. Come on, number 13. Oh, Ronnie, it's just gone past and lands on the number 10. We were so close. Goodness me. Can't give it the cash, Ronnie. But no, I tell you what, I've got your details. End of the month, Christy does the draw for the Triple M bag. Jam-packed full of goodies. You're in the running to win it, and we thank you for the call. Thanks, Ronnie.
Thanks, Ronnie.
Bye-bye. Okie dokie. Now, our birthday is today on this Thursday, the 15th day of November. Did you know it's the great AJ's birthday today? The great Alan Jeffrey? Ah, oh, yes. AJ, have a great day today. And I know you've got family arriving shortly. I don't know if you're here at the moment, but all the very best from all your family and friends and all your surfing buddies. That includes the Major and the Gull, otherwise known as GT. Nutto. Have a great day today, AJ. Now, did you know Alan Jeffrey's sharing his birthday with one of the members of ABBA? Yes, AJ and Annifred are both sharing their birthdays today, along with Jimmy Choo, Erwin Rommel, and Randy the Macho Man Savage from the WWE.
Rocks out tradies with Tradie Thursday. Thanks to ARB Port Macquarie.
Yes, and we go out to Timbertown Estates and say a very good morning to Christy. Good morning, Christy.
Hello. I'm standing here with the young hottie Dan. He's one of the tradies here for Mid-Coast Kitchen. So Steve and Trudy are the owners and they couldn't be here today. So I'm stuck with the ones that are doing all the hard yakka. So we've got Ben, Sam, who's a work experience kid, and Andy. Now, Strawny, would you believe it that young Andy here, I recognised his face. You know Craig in the snake pit in yes. our sales department.
Yes.
It's his young son.
Oh, I've known Andy since he was a little boy, of course.
So, yeah, well, he's not a little boy anymore. And I sent Craig a photo and I said to him, look what I found. And he said, of all the tradies, you had to pick the good-looking one just like his dad. Would you believe it?
Fantastic stuff. Now, what goodies have you been taking out to the guys this morning, Christy?
What do we got, Dan? Go on, tell us.
We've got a heap of chalky milk, which I'm really happy about.
Yeah, you've got some oak-flavoured chocolate milk, some vanilla malt as well. And Tumblegum Bakehouse and Cafe, they bought us some bloody good treats.
They
What's
look
in
like
there?
Some donuts. What are these things? Some carrot cakes.
Neenish tarts. That's Strawny's favourite in there.
Daniel, yeah. Come on. And the Neenish tarts, mate. They don't let the don't let the work experience kids grab them. You grab them.
Yeah.
No way.
Hey, Strawny, look... Dan here entered online, and your entry, you said to me that a good feed and a yarn in the morning brings a good mood to work, which makes for a good day all round. Is it a good day all round now?
It will be now. We're full of chalky milks.
All right. Now, Dan, I've got to ask you the question, Dan. At your place, does the kitchen need doing up?
No, I've got a flash one. Really nice.
Of course it is.
Normally it's you've been putting it off. Like the classic thing about tradesmen, you know, at home, the wives and all partners are still waiting for them to do that job in which they specialise in.
Yeah, exactly. Well, look, the kitchen is the heart of the home. So for me, it is the favourite place in my house. So is it the same for you?
Definitely. Get there, cook a mad feed every afternoon, sit on the stool. Chat with the dog.
Oh, I got to love the tradies. Now, I'm going to let you in on a secret, Strawny.
Yep.
A sneaky someone told me something about Dan here. A few years ago, our old sister station, Star FM, I believe Dan won the hottest tradie competition.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Now, Dan, just enlighten me. Was that the one we had at Smuts or was that out at the TPT?
That was at TPT.
It was at TPT. There you go. I got it in too. Dan, what can we play for you this morning as Triple M rocks the tradies? You get to play the music. What would you like to hear, champion?
Anything AC/DC. And since you're the main man there, I'll let you choose the song.
All right.
If that's all right.
Well, I was going to try and look for one, Let There Be Kitchens, but I couldn't find one, so I've got Let There Be Rock as Triple M rocks the tradies.
Triple M rocks our tradies with Tradie Thursday, thanks to ARB Port Macquarie.
Triple M, Rock of the Tradies every Thursday with Tradie Thursday, thanks to our good friends at ARB, now in their new location on Hastings River Drive in Port Macquarie and Mid Coast Kitchens. Good on you, Dan, and the rest of the crew there doing a great job out of the Timbertown Estate. Fantastic stuff, and what a great choice too, Daniel. Well, I couldn't find Let There Be Kitchens, so we had to use that one. Yes. It's Triple M, Christy shortly.
Triple M's Flight Times, powered by Majestic Cinemas in Port Macquarie and Buckerheads in Sawtell, where movies come alive. For more details, head to majesticcinemas.com.au.
No problems with the plane. Just spoke to Paul at the Port Macquarie Airport. All good with QF2165, your Qantas Link flight. 10 o'clock out of port, should get you into Sydney around 11:15. A shower or two once you reach the Harbour City today in 23. Currently 21 with a little south-southwesterly blowing to about 20 kilometres per hour.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Here's Christy back again today. Have they left anything, Christy?
No, they're like kids in candy shop. They are absolutely hoed down the food. We're so stoked with the amount of oat milks that were there as well. But, hey, I've got to give a shout-out to the pressure cleaners that were also working on the same job site because they absolutely ripped into Dan because the secret is out. Dan Shipley of Mid-Coast Kitchens was once voted the hottest tradie on the Mid-North Coast.
Yeah, I picked it in two. We had one at Smuts and we had another at the TPT. So there you go. He was at the second one. There you go.
I might have to get him to show me what it takes to be the hottest tradie. I've got the construction hat. He's got the tool belt, and maybe he needs to show it off a little.
Oh, gee, to tell you what, I can feel the manpower of the chipmunks coming on here. But anyway, what else is happening around the place today, Christy?
Well, Port Macquarie Stroke Recovery Club meet at the Westport Club at 10 o'clock today. And the Clyde Street Markets are on in Kempsey through till 2 this afternoon as well. Zumba dance classes, they're on today from 10 o'clock at the Nambucca Heads Community and Arts Centre and Kendall Bazaar at the Kendall Community Centre from 9 till 2. And, of course, motorsport fans, you can see the World Rally Championships drivers and cars from 4 o'clock this afternoon at the jetty in Coffs Harbour. And, of course, our very own Lee Jollo, our news journo, will be part of all the action. So he's getting up there to be a part of all the fun racing all weekend. So, Lee, make sure you send us some videos and see how it's going.
Yeah, well, I want him to send him a photograph of see how big the press pass is. You know, normally when you see these events, they have these whopping big lanyards that are about four times the size of other lanyards. So we're wanting to get a photo of Lee and we'll put it up on the Triple M Facebook site. Have a look at his lanyard. All right, Christy, thank you for that.
Thank you. And if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North
Coast. That's it for us on the show for today. Thanks for being in the fun. Don't forget, you're voting today for the best pub. Head to triplem.com.au. Tomorrow morning on the show, our top three things to do and the Kiwi Cup. Someone's going to win two return airfares, Newcastle to Auckland. Of each day.